Welcome to Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Warren Cromartie. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jerry White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Scott Sanderson. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Scott Sanderson. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Omar Moreno. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The right fielder, Dave Parker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mike Easler. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Ott. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Phil Garner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bert Blyeven. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bert Blyeven. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is called out on strikes. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is called out on strikes. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a fly ball into center field. Moreno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of LaFleur, who is chasing the ball. Moreno reaches third base with a triple. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moreno scores. One out. It's 1-0, Pirates. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Parker moves to second. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Easler reaches second base with a double. Parker scores. Stargell moves to third. It's 2-0, Pirates. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stargell scores. Easler scores. It's 4-0, Pirates. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Madlock. The throw from Carter and he is out, Scott applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Easler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Expos nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Roland Offis now playing center field. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner hits a fly ball into center field. Offis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Blyevan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blyevan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Moreno hits a fly ball towards center. Offis settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Offis. Moreno moves to second. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is called out on strikes. Two outs. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Expos nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stargell hits a pop-up towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanderson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Easler. The throw from Carter and he is out, Scott applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. LaFleur is called out on strikes. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roland Offis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Offis hits a fly ball into center field. Moreno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Expos nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-1 in the game. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-1 in the game. Garner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bert Blyevan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blyevan is 0-for-1 in the game. Blyevan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a line drive towards short. Foley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0-for-1 in the game. Cromarty strikes out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Expos nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Moreno hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Parker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Lee Lacy now playing left field. Mike Easler now playing right field. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into right field. Easler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. Spear is called out on strikes. Two outs. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Sanderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Expos nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stargell is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Easler hits a fly ball into center field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Madlock takes first base on ball 4. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-2 in the game. Ott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. John Milner now playing first base. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-2 in the game. LaFleur strikes out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blyevan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 0-for-1 in the game. Office hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Expos nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bert Blyevan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blyevan is 0-for-2 in the game. Blyevan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Moreno hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0-for-2 in the game. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Moreno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Expos nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Foley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Pirates. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner takes first base on ball 4. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Easler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milner moves to second. Dale Barra pinch hits for Bill Madlock. Stan Bonson now pitching. Dale Barra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Dale Barra now playing third base. Tony Bernazard pinch hits for Chris Spear. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard strikes out. One out. Tom Hutton pinch hits for Stan Bonson. Tom Hutton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutton takes first base on ball 4. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-3 in the game. LaFleur hits a fly ball into center field. Moreno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hutton moves to second. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Office strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 5, and Montreal Expos, 0. Goodbye from Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh.